Yama Yerushalmi, according to Yama Bavli, Daf Lamed, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalad Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ein Adam Nichnas LaAzor LaAvoda Afilu Toho Ad Yid Bo. Mishnah says no one may enter the Azor for Avoda even if he's Toho until he immerses. Amish Tfilis Asar Kiddushim Tevil Kohen Gadol Amakadosh Bei Bayoim Kulam VaKodesh Leitavar BaChutz Mizu Bilvad. Kohen Gadol immerses 5 times and his Makadosh his hands and feet 10 times in the day of Yom Kippur. All of them are in the Kodesh, in the area called Beis HaPalva, except for this, which is the first one before entering the Mikdash, which is outside the Kodesh. The Gemara says, "Kini masnisa lehaya adam nichlas lazor la'avida apetoh adju tevel leisayf davar la'avida la'afilu shulei la'avida." Gemara says that our Mishnah means that no one may enter the Azor or for avida, means even if he's toho until he immerses, it's only for avida rather. Not only for Avodah, even not for Avodah. Shalu es ben Zayma, ma mokoim l'tfila zu. He asked ben Zayma, what's the reason for this tfila? Avalahem, ma im v'shah shu nechlas mekodesh l'kodesh ton tfila, mechal l'kodesh l'kol shekein. Ben Zayma answered that if, when the Kohen Gadol enters from Kodesh, which is the Azor, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he must immerse, then from Hol to Kodesh, all the more so. We should say now, tzorcha da ela mekodesh l'kodesh, Yet she say Yeton Tvila Michal Lakodesh Veloy Yeton Tvila. Mark asks now, does he say that one who enters from Kodesh to Kodesh needs Tvila due to a stringency of Kodesh, or also one who enters Michal to Kodesh? Amrabi Shammai Vachkini Ma'im Mukudash Nikodesh Lakodesh Jainu Onush Kores Ton Tvila Michal Lakodesh Onush Kores Lakoshakin Yeton Tvila. Rav Shammai answered that no, rather he means if from Kodesh to Kodesh, for which there's no Chi of Kodesh, if he became Tami in the Azor and left via the Heichal, he must immerse from Chol to Kodesh, from which there is a Kodesh, if he became Tami in the Chol into the Azor, then all the more so he has to immerse. Ba'afilim mikodesh l'kodesh yonash Kodesh, la'ed tanin and tamon ishtachava, or shushar kodesh ishtachavaya. As the Gemara asks, now even from Kodesh to Kodesh there should be Kodesh, as a Mishnah teacher there, if he became Tommy in the Azor and bowed, or delayed enough to bow, he is Chayav Kores. Ad kama hi shiur yishtachavaya. What is the shiur, the amount of time of enough to bow? Simon b'shem Yishur ben Levi, ad kadei v'yichu apayim arutza ala ritzba v'yishtachavu. The first answer is, says Rav Simai, quoting Yishur ben Levi, it's enough to say these words from Dibur Yom Beis Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, and they bowed with their faces to the ground, the floor, and they bent and they prostrated. We have all Moses, and we should say, V'hoidois la'ashem kitoiv, we all added that he must also be able to say, until they phrase, and they gave thanks to Hashem, because he is good. Rabbana Moses ad kilayim chastai, Rabbana added a third part, which is kilayim chastai, because his kindness is eternal. Tani Amav Yehuda Kol Asman Lehiskinu Tevila Zu Ela Mipnei Tevilas Svach Shepa'am Shadam Hoylech Lechoitz Lu Nizka Keri Yashan Yesh Biyadei V'choizu Balei. The Baisa says from Rabbi Yehuda that they enacted this Tevila only due to Tevilas Svach, which means sometimes one goes to immerse before entering the Azor and he remembers an old omission and he refrains and goes away, because even after Tevila he may not enter the Azor until the sun sets.